Yeah, that's a good question. I never asked him about that, but they sing. You know, they just sit right there. They walk around his desk. I said, yeah, and how much bird poop do you get on your radios? He said, nope, they don't do that on his radio. They do it on the floor right behind him so he can roll his chair onto it. And, oh, my God, he's got, I don't know, three, four, five of them birds, but only three of them are shoulder setters and yakkers, I should say. And they will talk, and they will talk up a storm. Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ, you know. And it's like, Jesus, what else do you teach them to say? They're funny birds. But Joe's a comedian himself, but they're all good people hanging out there. Just remember them, write them frequencies down. You're always welcome. 7.251. If you, I don't know what class are you right now?
General.
Okay, well you're good to go. So I would write the 7.251, the 7.255, and 7.258. And there's always a couple more in there somewhere, but they're close. I think there's one at 7.248, I believe it is. They are, it's basically a black community. They really tend to stay to themselves, and they all run tons of power and real super loud audio, so... Not too many of the guys go there, but I've made friends with a few of them. They negotiated me. I'm called the White Horse, which was funny when they called me that. A White Horse? Okay. They said, you're one of the white guys we can tell. Oh, okay, you're right. I am white. So that's always a joke, but they know at least when I'm on there. Things usually start getting aroused about 8 o'clock. About 8 o'clock, things start popping on the nets. There's a pre-net, they call it, on 7.251. That one's, you know, they start that about 7 o'clock, 7 to 8. That's like, it's just a pre-net. Everybody that wants to check in can kind of chit-chat for a little bit before the real net starts. And the other ones, 8 o'clock, they start taking calls and, you know, basically get your thermometer out, your wind forecast, your rain forecast. Basically, that's all it is, unless there's an emergency. But, you know, those guys get on there and it's 48 degrees and a 10-mile-an-hour wind blown out of the west and so on. You know, it's no big deal. It's just fun time. Most of the guys are all up in age like me. And they welcome newcomers all the time. You would always be welcome there. A woman's voice is the top-notch thing. Everybody wants to talk to the ladies.
Yeah, I've been experiencing just a wee bit of that while I've been on the net. So, you know, you'll hear somebody calling CQ, and especially if they're from a foreign country, and everybody, it turns into a worm pile because everybody just wants to make that contact, you know. And I'll jump in there, and I'll throw out my call sign, and they'll say, there's a woman out there. Let me hear from her first. It's like, so it does have its perks. I'm learning that.
Oh, absolutely. This is NHGYU. Yeah, they're, you're absolutely right. It does have issues with the, let the lady go first. There's a couple of blind gals on there. They're on 7258, and they're real pleasant to talk to, real smooth voice. Older ladies, they get to going, and boy, they can crack some jokes, and I mean, they're funny, just hilarious. And they can get on there, you know, each one of the people take their turn I can't even think of the name of it. Anyway, each one's good for an hour. Some of them take it for a two-hour shift. and they're in charge of the frequency, I guess you would say, for that hour. And they just have a lot of fun. And they have these little swaps they go to, and they have picnics, and some of them are real close. Some of them's in Ohio. A lot of Ohio, Chicago, places like that are where a lot of the people are, except for me. I'm over here in Michigan. So, yeah, you would be welcome on any of them. It's just a lot of fun. And you can rag chew and take your time, give them what they want to know, information. Usually it gets into your age and approximate. Well, how old are you? You sound like you're 18 years old, you know, and then it's like, no, I'm not 18, you know, and that'll start a roar on the screen. Everybody starts laughing, and some of the girls are getting into the, teletype or whatever, not teletype, they're sending pictures over the net, over the computer, over their radios now. That's the new thing, and these pictures are, some of them are really cool, what they're doing with their artwork and stuff. So, yeah, you can have a lot of fun, Vic. I would advise you to get on there about 7:45 or so and just listen for a while and see if you're something you'd be interested in. Like I say, the South Cars, it's free. That's 40 meters. Now, all these are 40 meters, by the way. South Cars is free. E-Cars is free, but you can join it if you want. And I think it's, I don't know, $20 for a lifetime membership, something like that. And you can get a nice wall certificate that they make and print. You know, it's all colored and got your name on it, and it's a fancy doodah. And 7258, there's no charge for any of it. Just come on and have fun. They got quite a thing going on, and it's been going on for, God, I don't know, 25, 30 years, I would imagine.
This is an ABLC. Yeah, you know, I'll get on early in the morning, and there's, you know, not a whole lot happening. And I prefer 40 because I don't know if it's just my antenna or if it's just typical, but 20 meters is so noisy. But 40 just seems, everything just comes in so much clearer on my radio. So I've been kind of hanging out on 40 most of the time. But I'll scroll through and I'll hear the beginnings of different nets, you know, throughout the frequency, you know, because people will be checking in, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to have to, you know, stick around long enough to hear about all these nets and, you know, check them out. So I will definitely listen to those three for sure. At least I'll have a buddy in it, you know.